Welcome to Sunday Mornings at Kairos with Pastor Brent. If it's your first time joining us today, you are our VIP. Hopefully someone from our greeting team connected with you and got you a VIP bag. If not, stop by the Connect area after service to grab one. Inside that bag is a free drink card for Echo Coffee and some information to help you learn more about Kairos. Also, there is a Connect card. Please take time to fill that out today so we can help you get connected to Kairos. Kids ministry is closed today, but we do have some options for you. The nursery room will open for parents of children less than a year old. If you have older kids and they are having a hard time staying quiet in the sanctuary, feel free to take them out to the cafe. You will be able to view service from either of those rooms. As always, we have a packet of activities for your children to do during service. Grab one at any kids' check-in area. Here's what we have in store today. Prayer and praise time with Pastor Brent. We are kicking off the mission of Winter Haven Food Drive. Someone will get to spin the wheel of giving, and finally, a moment maker spotlight. Our worship team will be leading us in a few more songs. After that, Pastor Brent will be interviewing the following guest today, Youth Pastor Patrick Burke, Kids Director Christy Baylog, and Youth Intern Chris Lopez. Take a few moments now to say hello and greet someone around you as we walk past Brent to the stage.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome to Kairos Church. You guys are probably like, what's with the desk, bro? What's happening? We got some fun stuff planned today, kicking off this new series. And so before I kick anything off, I just want to let you know, like, if it's your first time, I don't usually sit behind a desk. This isn't normal. For the next 4 weeks, we'll be kind of focusing on missions. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with our local church mission, how we're called to mission within our church community through serving in different ministry areas. We're going to talk about a few of those today. And then we're going to have some fun segments as well throughout our service today. So our service flow, for those of you who have been here, is different. It's everything is different. And man, I hope you enjoy our service today as we do all of these things. So today, as we jump into all of this, in a few moments, a little bit later, we're going to get into a bit more worship, and then we're going to bring out some guests. And today, I'm going to be highlighting our kids ministry, so bringing out Christy Baylog, highlighting our youth ministry with Patrick Burke. And I have another guest, Chris Lopez, who is jumping into some really cool roles as well. And then Kim Masson will be joining us. And so, again, we're just talking about things that are happening here in our church. For the remainder of the series. Next week, we're bringing in Jennifer Sturk from Echo Ministries. This is a local missions that we partner with within our church, and she's going to come and share about some things that are happening. And then we're also going to have Saida McCray, who's a member of our church, who is kicking off a food pantry called Feeding Haven, and she's going to come and share about that and how you get involved. So that'll be week two. Week three, we're going to have a guy named Brad Beatty from Heart for Winter Haven come in and share what they do in our community and how we as a church can partner with him. And we're also going to get to hear a word from Pastor Gary from Ireland for Jesus, which is our international mission partnership. So that's going to be really cool. Week four, we're going to kind of showcase to you something we're going to step into as a church called the Care Portal. We'll have a representative from Care Portal out here, and I'm also going to introduce to you our Kairos Missions Coordinator, Larry Renfro. Just kind of giving you this is what we're focusing in. It's all about missions, and all throughout it, we're going to have a lot of fun as well. And so I just wanted to prepare you with that. One of our other missions partners is the Mission for Winter Haven, and we partner with them in various ways. Financially, we also help, you know, do food drives for them. So what we're doing is we're actually kicking off a food drive for the Mission of Winter Haven the entire month of August. Kind of today we're saying, hey, starting, you know, next week, start bringing in some of the food items you see up there. Those are some of the things that they need that they're out of, you know, most of the time. And so these are things that we can provide. So you can bring those in during the week during Echo Coffee Hours.
or you can bring them next Sunday with you, and then each week we'll just take a delivery out to them. And again, that's happening the entire month of August. We want to partner with them in that way. You can also go, I think there's a link there, if you scan that, it'll take them directly to, take you directly to the Amazon wish list, and you can just send items directly to them. So that's something that you can be a part of with the mission for Winter Haven. Along with, you know, the missions that we're partnering with, again, I'm talking about how, like, our mission as a church, the things that we do, it is driven by our volunteers that we call moment makers. And, you know, as you came in today, as, you know, we're doing things different here, but you probably recognize that some things are pretty different in other areas. You're like, there are usually people here to serve me my coffee and donuts. You guys had a hard time getting your own coffee and donuts today, didn't you? It's a tough life, you know, when you don't have people serving you coffee and donuts, you know, as well as, you know, kids ministry. And there's just so many volunteers. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But what I wanted to do is we wanted to highlight each week of our series, highlight one of our moment makers. Today, the moment maker spotlight is Jessica Harrison. And she is in the back. I'm not going to call her out or anything, but man, if you've been a part of Kairos, you probably like, I see Jessica everywhere. She is in all things, she's doing all things, and she does. She serves in high capacities alongside Robbie in presentation, as well as on stage in worship. She also serves with Echo Ministries, helping sort and take care of things up in our Echo shop, as well as doing a crew along with that. She also has served with Echo Coffee, and she does cleaning. And so again, she serves in so many capacities. And really, our moment makers are the church. And, it's moment makers like Jessica who make what we do week in and week out so great. It makes our church feel like a family. So let's give a shout out to Jessica Harrison. Thank you for all that you do. She got to come to church today to one service with her family and just sit. And I'm guessing it was weird for her. Was it weird for you just to do? Yeah. And so we're glad we could give you the week off. You'll be back next week. Me and Robbie were struggling, okay? There was just a lot of things that were going wrong. Okay, so that's one thing we're gonna do. The other part is I mentioned we're gonna be doing some fun things. Today, we're gonna do a Bible trivia battle. Before service, what I did is I went out and I handed out these little buzzers. If you have one of these buzzers, will you raise it up for me? Okay, cool. I just want to see where you're at. 1, 2, 3, 4, cool. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a quick test. It should be on, just double check that it's in the on position. I know it's a bit dark in here, but make sure it's on. I'm gonna turn my little thing on. And we're gonna do a tester question. Delaney, you're not allowed to answer this. Okay, and so first question. This is not Bible trivia, this is Pastor Brent trivia. How many kids do I have?
A lot.
Nine? Close? Who did the... 10. All right. Very, very cool. Okay. So all of our buzzers are working. Yours work. Delaney, check to make sure yours work. Delaney, stop talking to your husband and listen to me. Does it work?
It's on.
It's on? Try it. I don't know, Delaney. I gave you the bum one. Here, come grab this one.
Thank you.
Who's, hey, yours works. Okay, good. Delaney, try yours. There we go. Now we're rocking and rolling. Okay. The Bible trivia subject for today is the judges did what? Now, here's what I want to say. We're going to try to allow the people with the buzzers answer. And so don't shout out the answer if you know it. If you want to run and tell someone with the buzzer the answer, feel free to do that. I'm okay with that. Just don't shout it out. If you were here last service, don't be a cheater. No one likes a cheater, okay? Here we go. First question, who was the left-handed judge? None of you? Right over there. Ehud. Okay. So I almost gave them a buzzer, and they just started spouting off all the answers. I'm like, you guys don't get to play. And so now I'm going to defer to them. So, okay, left-handed judge was Ehud. Okay, who killed 600 men with an ox goad? Nope. No one else? I see someone raising their hand. No, not it's not Samson. I know everyone's like, it's a guy who did strong things. Samson, no. Here we go. Shamgar. Listen, here's the deal. Most people don't know this because it's like one sentence in the book of Judges. I'm over here going, you guys want to play this? And they're like, yeah, Shamgar's our favorite. I'm like, you already know this. Anyway, I knew it. Okay, so there you go, man. That's your claim to fame. Third question, who led Israel to victory with only 300 men?
Gideon,
that's right, Gideon. All right, there's a point for you. Good job, Gideon. Here's the next one. This is a bit of a trick question. Who hacked the Amalekite king into pieces? Ooh. Now, this is a tricky one, because he's a judge and a prophet. If you watched House of David, bing, bing, bing. Samuel, that's right, Samuel. Some of you are like, really? Yeah, huh? Because he rung in first. Yeah, sorry, be quicker on the draw. Okay, so Samuel, that was it. So there's this House of David show. They showed him doing this in that, so that was really cool. Okay, next question. Whose enemy was killed with a tent peg? Which judge? Whose enemy was killed with a tent peg? No, yeah, no cheating. Don't ask ChatGPT. I'm going to throw out a name. This is not the answer, but it might help you get to the answer. Barack was a part of it. She. I need my buzzer people to ring in. They already gave you the answer. Good job, man. You knew that one all by yourself. It was Deborah. A bit of a trick question because Deborah didn't do it, but it was her enemy. Last question. Who killed 30 men and took all their clothes? That was Samson. See, some of y'all, you like know all the cool things about it. You don't know that this one. If I would have been like, who tied up 300 foxes, tied their tails together? Samson. Anyway, who answered that? Was it you that answered the most?
I think two.
You got two? Did anyone else get two? All right, you're the winner. I have a free Echo gift card for you later. Thank you guys so much for playing and enjoying some Bible trivia. Here's what we learned. Some of y'all need to go back and read through Judges, okay? This is very important information to know who killed 600 people with an ox goad, okay? It's very, very relevant to the things that we do. Okay, that's a little bit of fun. One of the things that we do each and every week is our prayers and our praises. And so I want to take a time to move into that because it is an important part of our church and what we do and how we pray for one another. And so what I'll do is I'll encourage you right now, if you haven't yet, I would take out the prayer praise card in the seat back in front of you. Take some time to let us know how we can be praying for you and how we can be celebrating the things that God is doing in your life. You can also fill these out online as well. But I would encourage you, fill these out because our prayers are so important. And what I want to do in this moment, I'm not going to read prayers from the previous week. I wanted to get kind of an overview of prayers from the last month. And as I was just looking through over 200 prayers, man, something came out of that. I was just reminded that our mission isn't just something we talk about on Sundays, right? It is what God is doing, what God is already doing in our lives. He's revealing his work in us and through us, through our prayers, through our praises. And the most common prayers over the last month, it wasn't about finances, it wasn't about health. You want to know what it was about? It was about people, wanting people to come to know Jesus. And I think that's such a powerful thing that our church has been praying for the prodigals, been praying for family members, been praying for friends and neighbors, and for those people who we call not yet, who have not yet come to know Jesus in their life. So I love that we're praying for our friends and our family. We celebrated, three people let us know on a Connect card that they gave their life to Jesus in the last month. So that's awesome. Another person on a card let us know they want to get baptized. So we're celebrating that they'll get baptized. If you want to get baptized, I would encourage you fill out that next step card. Let us know that you want to get baptized. We'll be having a baptism in August, so sign up for that. And then we've had over 20 VIPs join us in the last week, four of which filled out a Connect card, let us know they want to get connected. And it's just an amazing thing that God is doing. And so Filling these cards out, it helps us, man, really connect as a church. If it's your second time, welcome back. We're so glad that you're here. If you didn't stop by to see me either first time or second time or even third time, please come see me. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to say hello. I'd love for you to fill out a Connect card. And then as a gift, I want to get one of these cool cups in your hand. And so come and see me after service if you want to do that. Going back to the prayers and praises, another major theme was people asking for wisdom and guidance. May have had something to do with our last series, amen? And so people just asking wisdom, guidance through different seasons, raising families, getting ready for school to start back up, changing jobs and moving, and just these big decisions. And really what I saw through it all is that people aren't asking God to just fix their circumstances. They're inviting God into the circumstance, saying, God, lead me through, may your will be done. So that's a powerful thing to see. Another thing we saw was our church just desiring to carry one another's burdens. There were many prayers for physical healing, for the pregnancies in our church, for cancer, for surgeries, mental health, grief, financial provision. Just so many, so many difficult situations. And we've been able to come alongside them as a church, as a prayer team, to pray with people, to support people as they go through these things. And really quick, I want to share something with you, and I would ask you to pray for this family. We found out someone that has been battling cancer passed away this past Thursday. Her name was Sarah Boncher. She passed away on Thursday morning, and so what I would encourage you to do is pray for the family, the grieving family. It's her husband Dave, her daughter Emily, and her son Cole. So just join me in praying for them as they just process the loss there. We know and believe that Sarah is in heaven now. No more pain, no more suffering. But we still grieve here as well. And what I'll say is what's really cool about what we do through our prayers and praises is we have a prayer team member. Her name's Josie Boyder, and she was assigned to Sarah's daughter's prayers, Emily, and Emily reached out to Josie to let her know what was going on, and we were able to go visit, come alongside them, and it's just a testament to filling out these prayer and praise cards. Like, we want to be involved in what's going on, and we want to come alongside you and help you in any way. So that's a little bit about that. Another theme that stood out was just the next generation. Many prayers for the next generation, week after week, praying over our children, praying over the students, praying over what was about to take place. They just got back from camp and the leaders that were going there, as well as teachers getting ready and school coming up and many families. And really what I saw through it all is that there are many, many people praying that this next generation wouldn't just grow up in church, but they would actually truly come to know and follow Jesus through our church. And as I read through many of these prayer requests, I couldn't help but think, like, this is why the mission of Kairos matters. These prayers remind us that it's not just about sitting in a service. Like, people need others to serve them, to know them, to come alongside them in community, to disciple them, to be a church that's committed to pointing them to embrace Jesus in every moment of their life. And this is the power of our prayers and praises every single week. And so I'll just encourage you, fill out those prayers, fill out those praises. We want to come alongside you in that. And then I want to just give a shout out to our prayer team, our amazing prayer team who prays over these prayer requests, who enters them in, who does the reach outs, who comes alongside people. Thank you so much. Thank you for serving in that capacity. Thank you for those who are leading in some capacity, whether it's a group, discipling others, and really, man, taking time to invest in the next generation. God is using our church, man, to make an eternal difference, to have a kingdom impact, and our prayers are a beautiful reminder of how he is changing lives. On the tail end of the importance of our prayers, I was reminded years ago, I taught through Hebrews chapter 10, 12, and 13, and I saw a pattern through those chapters, and it brought me to what I call the Let Us Prayers, and it was such a cool thing for me to be able to take from this kind of a pattern or a template to be able to use in my prayer life and to also give to you. And so I wanted to give that to you as you whether you fill out a prayer card or it's just in your prayer life throughout the week, you can utilize this pattern from Hebrews. Let me read to you from Hebrews 10, 12, and 13. Verse 19 says this, "Therefore, brothers, Since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way he has opened for us. Verse 21 says, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, here it starts the first let us. Let us draw near with a true heart and full of assurance of faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure waters. Let us hold on to the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works, not staying away from our worship meetings as some habitually do, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Jumping to chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shame and has sat down at the right hand of God's throne. Moving to chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, through him, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. Don't neglect to do what is good and to share, for God is pleased with such sacrifices. And I hope through it all you kind of saw this theme. Let us do these things. Let us continually draw near to God. Let us hold on to the hope of Jesus. Let us be concerned for one another. Let us encourage one another. Let us cast aside our burdens, our temptation, our sins, and let us run to Jesus. And lastly, make sure, man, that we are. Let us offer praise. And again, that's just something very simple. And you know, you can take a picture of that. You can write that down. And I'd say let this theme be a part of your everyday prayers, be a part of the things that, man, you let drive your life in the direction of God to live on mission. Like when we falter, when we sin, when we experience blessing or suffering, when we defend our faith or even are sharing our faith, when we're overwhelmed, when we're stepping out in obedience to the things of God, I'm going, let this be our prayer. Let us pray these things over our life, over our loved ones, over our church, over our community. Church, I want to pray this over you right now. Would you join me in a time of prayer? God, we come to you right now and we thank you for a reminder of your word. This simple pattern that we are shown in Hebrews of drawing close to you. God, right now, I want to pray this over our church. God, let us draw near to you with a full and pure heart because of Jesus's act of love for us. God, let us hold on to the hope, remembering that in all things you are faithful and good. God, let us care deeply for others so they might come to experience your love, your faithfulness, your grace, and your good works within our church community. God, let us lay aside our burdens and temptations and our sins, putting them into the hands of the one who is victorious over sin and death. God, let us run to him, run to Jesus, with a desire to be more like him at church, at home, at work, with our friends. God, let us run in all that you have planned and help us keep our eyes on Jesus. Finally, God, let us offer up praise to you for all that you are, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you promise to do in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Battles won. you're still enough. So keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
Amen, amen. You can go ahead and take a seat. We're going to continue in our time now, and I'm going to, in a minute, just kind of bring up some of our guests as well. And what I want to do, so I have some guests coming up to talk about kids, youth, and crews, but I wanted to, I know I mentioned the serving a little bit earlier as we did Moment Maker Spotlight, and I just kind of want to take a moment to really help you understand just how vital each and every volunteer is to our church and what we are able to do week in and week out. I know I made a joke about the donuts, but man, it's so different when, you know, you get to greet somebody and meet them and be served in that capacity, having greeters out front, you know, welcoming VIPs, and of course, kids ministry, right? We don't have kids ministry today. Have you noticed that? I love the sound of your children by the way. And I'll just tell you, the sound of your children is music to God's ears. So, yeah, we can give it up for that. Like, I tell people all the time, they're like, did you hear my kid in service? I'm like, listen, man, I am a professional at just blocking out children. I've had a lot of practice, so it's not bothering me. And, you know, they're here, and God wants them here, and we're thankful for that. I'm thankful for them to be in service today. But we also know that we have a phenomenal kids ministry that is able to serve them, to teach them on their level, and they get to have fun with that. But it wasn't open today, and for various reasons. We wanted to showcase this week the importance of our Moment Makers serving in different capacities throughout our church. I was looking at the numbers, and on any given service, we have anywhere from 40 to 50 people serving in some capacity. And so we do that two services. So, you know, there could be upwards of 80 people serving on a Sunday. What an amazing thing to get to be a part of that and do that. I love our Moment Makers. If you are a Moment Maker, if you serve in any way, I want to say thank you for all that you do to make Kairos what it is today. So let's give it up for our Moment Makers. And so while we were wanting to showcase, we kind of call it a no-serve Sunday, we wanted to showcase what it looks like when, you know, we don't have people serving in different capacities. We also have another reason, because we are completely overhauling kids ministry. And it's like a complete train wreck back there. They were repainted, we were moving rooms around, furniture's all over the place. And so it is in complete disarray. So there wasn't anywhere for your kids to go. So that was the second thing. So here's what I want to do. I want to bring up our kids ministry director, Christy Balog, to the stage, and we're going to talk about some of these things. There you go. All right, Christy Balog. So some of you know her, some of you don't. So I'm going to give you a minute and introduce yourself, share a few fun facts about your family and your Kairos Church history with us.
Cool. I'm Christy Balog. I've been married for 21 years. We have three children, 13, 11, and 7. I homeschool them full-time and teach kind of other classes out of my house with their friends and other homeschool families. We've been a part of Kairos since launch in 2017, and we knew immediately when we came. We had tried so many churches and been through a really rough year in our life in general, and just were looking for a home, and we knew immediately that Kairos was our home. Yeah. Long story very short, we've left state, moved back, came back home to Kairos. I got involved with Sisterhood, which I forgot to say first service, yeah. And now stepping back into kids. I started back into kids a few years ago, so yeah. Yep, and now here we are.
Awesome, we're so glad to have you. Very important question, what's your favorite coffee drink?
Vanilla sweet cream cold brew.
Vanilla sweet cream cold brew. Anyone else be like, yeah, I wanna try that, yeah? Two people. Okay. So a little bit over a month ago, you kind of stepped back into the role as kids ministry director. And it's, you know, kind of people have been noticing and were like asking questions. And people are like, was it a hostile takeover? Did you and Kim meet in the back and like fight it out? And you threw her in the dumpster back there? Like, what happened?
We arm wrestled.
Arm wrestled. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring Kim Masson out here and see what really happened and see if we can get an episode of Jerry Springer going on. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the stage, Kim Masson, formerly known as the Kids Ministry Director. So, Kim, what actually went down?
I don't know if she I kneecapped you. And all that. Listen, she started it.
She started it. that's not, there's, it's complete opposite. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But Kim, share a little bit about yourself, your family, how long you've been at Kairos, and how long have you been in the role as kids ministry director?
All right. So I've been around since before launch. We had a family member tell us after moving to the area that his friend was planting a church. I thought, okay, I don't know what planting a church means. It was at Chick-fil-A, and I thought, well, if it's weird and awkward, I could just leave, and worst thing that can happen is we can have some Chick-fil-A. So we've been around since before launch. I didn't get into serving till probably a year, year and a half later. My mom was going through some medical issues. And then when she stepped down, I stepped into director. And so this year will be year 7 as kids director. And What else did you ask me?
Yeah, year seven. She's served as our kids ministry director for 7 years, and has done an amazing job leading that, growing that team, investing in Moment Makers, and coming alongside our children to help grow them spiritually as well. All my children were, you know, led in her classes and have gone up through her classes. I only have, how many do I have now? Oh, I have four. I have so many kids. It's crazy. I still have a lot because I have a lot. Anyway, she's done a phenomenal job with that, and we're so thankful. What's your favorite coffee drink?
Oh, right now, it's like a caramel coconut thing I put together myself.
Caramel coconut thing.
Iced latte.
Sounds delicious. Okay. So you shared a little bit about that, and we just, you know, in honor of all that you've done and all the ways that you've served and been a part of Kairos, we wanted to say just a quick thank you. And so Christy and the kids ministry team put together flowers and a little gift for you to say thank you for all the ways that you've served and been a part of kids ministry for so long and in such a great capacity. Let's give it up for Kim.
Now, thank you guys.
The cool thing, thank you. The cool thing to realize is Kim's not going anywhere. We tried. She wouldn't leave. She's like, I'm not leaving. No. Just, again, the way that God orchestrated all of this, he was working all these pieces out, and she's stepping into a new role. Share just briefly about what that role will be.
So it's called a director of engagement. So basically kind of a helper all along the way from the first time you step through the doors to the second time, all the way through getting connected with a group or any next steps, or even until you get connected with the ministry that you're serving in.
Yeah, so she's basically, man, as you come in, she's going to help you get engaged with our ministry. She's going to be the person that you'll go to, and I think it's going to help us in so many capacities, help people get connected and help disciple people here in our church to lead them in these ways. Thank you, Kim, so much for all that you do and what you're going to be doing moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Give it up for Kim one more time. Okay, so Christy's up here, and we got some things happening in kids ministry, so I wanted to give her a minute to kind of share, because these are starting next week. Kids ministry is going to look a lot different, so take it away. Tell us what's happening there.
Okay, so starting August 2nd, we are changing up a lot of the rooms, so parents need to know where you're taking your kids. The babies and toddlers room will remain the same, and then in the next room over is going to be pre-K and kindergarten. So if you have a kindergartner, they will not be moving up to the next room this year. So they will remain in that room. And that's 3-year-old by September 1st through kindergarten. And then in the very back, where the 3rd through 5th grade used to be, we have 1st through 4th grade all together in one room. We are very excited about the changes back there. It was a train wreck yesterday, still working on that train wreck, but we have had a great team of people painting and kind of revamping the rooms to make sure that they fit the needs of each of the grades that are gonna be in the classes together, cleaning toys, all the things, so we're grateful for those that have volunteered to do that. Moving forward in the future, hopefully by January, we have live worship in kids, 1st through 4th. And live teaching, no more video-based back there. So if you have any gifts and talents in that kind of world, because I don't, you want to sing, you want to act, or gather a team of people to do that, we're looking for volunteers for that, so find me. But we're very excited about that. It's just going to be a lot more engaging for your kids back there in that grade.
Right, and so that's going to be birth all the way through 4th grade, but it used to be 3rd through 5th. Well, what's going on with our 5th graders?
5th grade is starting a new ministry. It's actually 5th and 6th grade together, and it's called Movement. They will be meeting in the K through 2nd room, so the old K through 2nd room, and we're really excited about those changes. We have a leader coming in for that. They're going to come into the sanctuary after check-in. They'll hang out in their room, come in here when service starts. They get to experience worship, and then they go back into their room, and they get more of a lecture-style teaching. It's just a good time for the kids to have that year or so to get used to, from kids to youth, which is a, you know, if you have kids, you know that's a big transitional time.
Yeah, and this the fifth and sixth grade ministry is something that I did at my last church, and we're just figuring out how to make it work for ours. And we know that this is such a pivotal moment for them, and wanting to make sure that that going from kids to youth ministry is good and solid for them. But the sixth graders, what's really cool for the sixth graders, now they get a place to go on Sunday mornings and on Sunday nights and on Wednesday nights. So they really get to enter in, and you can pick, like, hey, man, if your kid doesn't feel comfortable going on Wednesday nights, then they have the option on Sundays as well. And so we're really, really excited about that. You mentioned the leader. Who's our leader?
Our leader is Chris Lopez.
Chris Lopez, make your way up here, man. Very, very cool. All right, Chris Lopez. Hey, do me a favor. Take a moment, introduce yourself, share about your family and your history at Kairos.
Hi, everyone. My name is Christopher. I'm 19 years old, and I've been coming to Kairos for 2 years. My family right here in the third row is my dad, Whitman Lopez. You have Jacqueline Lopez, my mom. My sister
is somewhere.
Is somewhere, yeah, yep. Lily. And then my grandma who's visiting, Edith Torres. Love you guys. And yeah, 2 years ago we came. It's been quite a journey. You know, God using Pastor Brent and then Pastor Patrick and a bunch of other people to speak to me and help me grow in my faith. And it's been exciting. And that's kind of where we're at today.
Very, very cool. We're glad to have you. Tell me and tell them about your little side hustle that you go on.
I have a clothing brand called Reflection Youth. I create unique designs about Jesus made to spark conversations. Like, hey, that's a really cool shirt. What is it about? And you tell them it's about Jesus.
And that's one of your shirts right
there,
right?
Yeah, this is one of my
shirts.
Bam,
there you go. And so if you want one of those cool shirts, you can connect with him about that. So you're stepping into this role in fifth and sixth grade to help lead that. What are you most excited about in that role?
I'm most excited to see the outcome of all the changes we're making, to see the kids interacting with the lesson and being involved in it, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most excited about.
Very, very cool. We're excited to see that take place. What are you most worried or scared about as you step into this role?
I'm most worried about starting. I've never done anything like this. It's new to everyone, and so to actually get started, I think, is my biggest worry, but just praying to God for strength in that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big deal, and we're excited about it and excited to come alongside him. He's got many great leaders who are going to help him through that as well. So there's just a lot of things going on, a lot of exciting changes happening. Christy, thank you so much for joining us. Let's give it up for Christy as she steps off. Chris is going to stay up here and hang out because on top of stepping into the fifth and sixth grade role, he's also stepping into becoming a youth intern with Pastor Patrick. So we're going to bring Patrick up to the stage and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Oh, here we go. Patrick is in the house. Patrick. What's up, man?
What up?
Man, so this is really cool. Patrick, how long have you been the youth pastor at Kairos?
I think I was presented to the church this time last year, so yeah. 1 year.
Almost one year to the day that he's been with us, and it's been such a blessing to have you, and man, we've been so encouraged to see, man, how your leadership and what you've been able to do within the youth ministry. So I wanted to do something a little special for you, so I got you two gifts. So the gifts are in there. Take a look at that. And they're pretty awesome. Pretty awesome gift. Yep, here it is, everybody. I got a shirt just for Patrick. Yeah, did that for him. So we wanted to be able to represent his little saying at the end. We also got stickers, okay? So if you want one of these, we have a limited supply of stickers. These are $2. You can get them after service. So that's just a little fun gift for Patrick to say thank you so much. If you've been here, you understand all of that. And so it's going to become a staple of, we know when service is over, when that line takes place and we can finally leave. Okay, enough of that. Share a little bit about, just briefly, we're kind of pushing time, but share a little bit about Chris's role as he steps into becoming your intern this year.
Yeah, so Chris is basically going to do everything that I don't want to do.
Amen.
But seriously, whenever you're in leadership, you kind of know, you get to see people that have those leadership qualities. And so I started noticing that a little bit last semester, like fall of last semester, just kind of his leadership. I kind of sensed he wanted to go into ministry, but within ministry, you can't really force somebody into it. And so you just kind of let the course run its course, and so Chris, about 2 months ago, came up to me and kind of just expressed a call into ministry, and so you know, myself and Pastor Brand, we were like, can we make this work? How can we do it? And so, so he's going to be doing a year-long internship. So his first day officially starts next Sunday, August 2nd, and then August 1st, 2027 is whenever he is done. So he's going to be learning things, how to prepare a sermon. He's going to learn how to lead an event, how to lead people, how to lead a Wednesday night service, basically all of the behind-the-scenes stuff in order to help ministry run. I told him, we also have another intern, James Robinson, that's going to be going through the same stuff as well. So we have two interns rolling it in. The biggest thing that I'm trying to teach them is before you can ever have a microphone in ministry, you need to pick up a mop. And you need to serve people and learn how to do all the behind-the-scenes stuff so that people can encounter Jesus. And
yeah.
So that's just a little snapshot of everything Chris is going to learn.
Yeah, and we're throwing him into the fire, man. We're like, hey, man, you want to know ministry? Here it is. You better hold on because it's going to go. And so we're excited about all of those things. Chris, man, we're so excited to have you on the team. We're excited to see what God does in and through you for both these roles that you're stepping into. Let's give it up for Chris. All right, Patrick, really quick. You guys just got back from camp. Man, it's been cool following along. Share some of the highlights that took place at camp.
Yeah, no, camp was good. You can check out some pictures behind us. It's always nervous. You're always nervous. They've been going to Beach XP, their summer camp, for around 2 to 3 years. So you're always nervous to kind of make the change. But the students really bought in. It was really exciting to see. We had two students give their life to Jesus this past week. Woo! And so we had three students express a desire to get baptized. And then at the end, we learned about the International Mission Board, the IMB. And the last night, Thursday night, they kind of did a call to ministry. And we had five of our students stand up, sensing that God is calling them into full-time That's awesome. Ministry. And so that's just really cool, just seeing how the Lord worked. Just on top of that, I asked y'all to pray for three things. And the students really got closer together, closer to God, and closer to their leaders. It was really cool to see them just confessing sin to each other, to their leaders, and really just worshiping and pouring out. It's really cool to see a whole front row of students raising their hands, worshiping, and I believe it's very impactful for the church to see young people worshiping Jesus.
Amen. So, yeah, it's a very, very powerful thing. So I get the joy of having my kids go to camp, and so I get all the insider information. And so here's the highlight that I got from one of my kids from the service. All right, so he took the seniors out to Texas Roadhouse, and a couple of them decided to play this little prank and tell him that it was his birthday. Was it your birthday last week?
My birthday's in September.
No, it was not his birthday, so that was a little fun. And then I also heard about Texas Roadhouse Communion. Tell us about Texas Roadhouse Communion.
Yeah, so I believe somewhere in Scripture, still haven't found it out or found it at all, but I believe that in heaven we're going to eat some Texas Roadhouse rolls, and so that's what I believe. So we had a little makeshift communion. We had purple Gatorade and Texas Roadhouse rolls, but it was a cool time. It's unique. Especially with students, you always want to attack difficult and hard things to understand at a unique angle. And so I told him, you're never going to be able to ride past or look at a Texas Roadhouse roll the same. and so it was just a great time, just honoring God and just in a little fun and an awesome way.
Very, very cool. Thank you so much. And thank you for your team doing that. So we're about to kick off a new school year. You guys are kicking that off strong. Share just a couple of things that are taking place that are happening in a few weeks.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I'll say is if you have a 6th grader through 12th grader that does not come to youth, let's change that this semester. Let's get them there. You guys have got questions, come talk to me. Yes. Yeah. Come on. Let's get them there. Ask me questions. You can ask the students what I'm really like if you want the inside information. But August 12th is our back-to-school bash, and so that's going to be a great time. We're inviting families and parents to come here. You'll hear just a little bit more about what we're doing in student ministry. August 19th is our midweek kickoff, and so this is whenever we will begin our normal midweek services. We're going to begin studying the Book of Psalms for the fall semester, so it's going to be a great time. One of the new things that we're rolling out is our student leadership team, and so we are having 8 students go through a student leadership pathway. And so it's going to run all the way from September until May. And so this is just giving them practical leadership ways on how to lead, how to create small group material, how to lead small group material, how to stand up in front of people and talk to people and proclaim Jesus. And so it's going to be a really cool thing. We got awesome things planned. We got D-Now planned in March. We got summer camp. So we got a lot of amazing things coming. And I'm just super excited for this year.
Going to be an awesome year. Again, make sure you get your 6th through 12th graders there. Get them involved. Get them plugged in. Now, really quick, because Patrick does youth, but he's also stepped in to help lead and relaunch our cruise, which is what we call our group system. So I wanted to just give him a minute to just highlight what's coming up in August and for the next year for cruise. So go ahead and take that away as well before we close out.
Yeah, so August 2nd, so next Sunday after the 11 o'clock service, we're going to be having a crew leader training. So if you've ever led a crew and you are planning on leading a crew, you have interest in leading a crew, or you just want to learn more information about how our crew system is going to work, next Sunday is going to be your time. You'll hear all the information. Myself and Adam Smith, we're going to be kind of the two kind of running it. And so you'll hear a lot of information, just a couple of highlights. We are running 4 semesters this year. So the first semester will be 12 weeks. Semesters 2 and 3 will be 8 weeks. And then semester 4 will be 7 weeks. And so we are really prioritizing the spiritual health of the leaders. And so you can only serve 2 semesters in a row without having to take a break. Once that semester 3 comes, you are forced to take a break. Myself and Adam, we will tackle you if you do not take a break. But, you know, what usually happens is you sign up for semester 1, and then you have a life sentence in order for 30 years later, you're still leading the same life group, right, or the same crew. And so we're really trying to prioritize that. We're really trying to prioritize on any given Sunday during the semesters. We usually have around 350 people, rough from what numbers that I saw. We only have around 60 to 70 people in a small group. Just to put that in perspective for you. And so that's the whole goal. It's not, you know, Sunday mornings are great. The sermons are great. But those small groups are really where life change and just community and growing deeper in the Word. I mean, I'm sure y'all seen a little bit of that at Pastor Brent's Bible study, of just the in-depth that you can go that you really can't go on a Sunday morning. Yeah. And so we're really trying to just be intentional. And so August 2nd, it's going to be a great time. And then August 16th, I believe, to the 30th, I think those dates are right, is whenever we're going to have crew leaders sign or crew sign-ups. And so that's going to be a unique thing. Myself and Adam, we're meeting actually tomorrow to talk how we're going to do that. It's going to be kind of like a job fair style where we're going to have all the crew leaders over there. And you get to go over there, meet them, kind of figure out which ones you want to do. Another change we're making is we are only having talk it over and study crews for semesters 1, 2, and 3. Semesters 4, which is that summer semesters, so June and July, those will be the hangout crews. And so the goal is for you to hang out over the summer, build a good relationship, and then take that group into semester 1 and really apply the study and talk it over. We're really just trying to help all of us, just like we have done the last 5-6 weeks with the study of James, to really become mature in our faith and to grow deeper and to just see these groups really take off and really just help our biblical knowledge take off.
Yeah, amen. And so that the fall semester kicks off on the week of the 30th. So I would say, man, make sure you're looking for that. Let's give it up for Patrick. Thank you so much for all that you do. So a lot's happening. There's a lot to get plugged into. There is mission work taking place right here in our church, and we want you to be a part of it. Get plugged into a crew when they come out. Man, if you're looking to get served, I'll start talking through these cards. We have these cards. We talk about them all the time. One of the cards is Next Steps, the Next Step card in there. If you're looking to get into a crew, you'll be able to select that. If you're looking to start serving in any capacity, maybe you're like, I want to serve now in 1st through 4th. That sounds awesome. Or you're like, man, 5th and 6th grade ministry sounds amazing. Man, you're gonna check off get connected, get involved, and we'll run you through our first moments, our discipleship pathway. Those are the ways for you to get plugged in, and that's what our hope is that you would begin to do those things. A few other things, I'll remind you again, if you haven't filled out your prayer praise card, take some time to do that. If you are 1st, 2nd, 3rd time, you've never filled out your Connect card, definitely stop by the table after service. Come see me, fill one of these out. I'd love to chat with you. Before we get into giving and talking about giving, we got one more little fun thing that we're going to do. I'm going to bring Chris out because we're about to do the Wheel of Giving, y'all, and this is a fun one. So Chris is making his way
way out. And so what we're going to do is Chris is going to let me know who our random person is that gets to come up here and spin my face. Okay, all so right. That's the blessing that you get. So go ahead, Chris, who is it going to be?
So it's random. I do a random number generator, and the way this breaks down is I pick the first number, 1, 2, or 3. That's 1. This is 2. This is 3. The second number is the row, starting from the front to the back. And the third number is how far in you are, starting from that side over. So the number that came up today for this service is 1, 6, 7. So 1, 6th one back. Oh, gosh, I just realized that. Sorry, guys. 1, 6, 7. And then 7 in. So it's actually going to be 6 rows back. It's going to be right over here, I think, Brenda.
Brenda,
Brenda,
come on up.
You're the one who gets to spin the wheel of giving this morning.
You know, what a blessing.
Come on up. You can come make your way on up here. Get to spin this
beautiful thing.
Yeah, I was going to say beautiful.
You know, this is a blessing. We've been praying for Brenda, and I think this is her first week back in quite some time. Yeah, come all the way around over here.
We have some stairs. Come on over here.
And look at God. See, God is smiling upon you. He wants you to
make your way right up the steps right there.
All right. And here's the deal. You're really going to get this thing a nice little spin and just go after it and see what happens, all right? Anyway. Either way, yeah, you can. There we go. Hey,
yeah.
You get a $50 study Bible. Hold on, let me grab this back here. I got all my stuff right here. This is it's called She Reads Truth Study Bible. And we want to give that to you, and I hope you enjoy that and be blessed by that. All right, let's give it up for her. All right, that is the Wheel of Giving. And as I close out, here's what I'll remind you as far as giving goes. Giving is a part of our worship each and every week. And so if you're looking to give in some capacity, you can use the tithe envelope and the seat back in front of you. Go online to kairos.church/give or use our text to give option. If you have our app, you can give through there as well. You can drop the tithe envelope and all these cards in either one of these black boxes on your way out. Would you guys join me in a word of prayer? God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all of our moment makers. Thank you for our ministry leaders. Thank you for our coordinators. Thank you for our staff. Thank you for every single person here that calls Kairos Church their home and is considering about calling Kairos Church their home. We're just so thankful for what you're doing in and through Kairos Church. We want to be a part of it. We want to get involved in it. We want to continue to see you work and move in our lives, in our families, and in our community. God, I lift up our prayers and praises to you, all the things that you're calling us to. I lift up our tithes and offerings to you. Continue to bless us, bless our ministry, and bless our community. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much. Take a minute to check out this video, and then you'll be dismissed.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed episode 1 of Sunday Mornings at Kairos. If it was your first time, be sure to fill out that Connect card and stop by the Connect area to meet Pastor Brent. If it is your second time, we are so glad you joined us again. Stop by the Connect area to get your second time gift. Here's a snapshot of upcoming events. August 1st, Sisterhood, Sisters in the Sun. August 2nd, Crew Leader Training. August 12th, Cairo Students Back to School Bash. August 16th through 30th, Fall Crew Semester Signups. August 23rd, Back to School Barbecue. Be sure to join us next week. Jennifer Sterk of Echo Ministries and our own Saida McCray will be joining Pastor Brent on stage to share about their ministries and how you can get involved and support them. That's all for now. Until next week, see you later. Love ya. Bye.